you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little C hair or a D hair. After 5, if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7. Or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com, or you took the tinfoil off your head and just sucked us into your brain.
Yummy, yummy.
Through the airwaves. However
sucky,
you're
sucky.
Sucking us in, we appreciate we really appreciate the hell out of it. We're going to be here for the next couple of hours, slinging e-turds at the right.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer.
Can I get a hallelujah?
Shut up, Sarah! Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, we really didn't need to see her the other day in those pictures.
Or ever.
Did you see what she was wearing, by the way?
No.
Like a like an off-the-shoulder, almost like a fringy, I don't know what you call them, tube top. Kind of.
Who the
dealio.
Fuck does she think she is? Diana Ross? The tube top.
And the other two idiots were extraordinarily casually dressed. I guess they think they can get away with it because
who are the other two idiots?
Ted Nugent.
Oh, and Kid Rock.
And Kid Rock. I guess because they are rock stars,
Jesus
they think,
Christ.
Oh, it could be cool to wear jeans.
Well, they're both little right-wing nut job turds.
Yes. Tweet us during the show. We're left-wing nut job turds.
Oh, yes.
At left-wing nut job turd. No. At crab diving, one word, C-R-A-B-D-I-V-I-N-G. You can also hurl us a message over at the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/ crab diving.
Oh, yes.
Whenever you want to join in the warm
the bullshit
stream over there.
Perfect gong orchestra. Very good.
All kinds of shit be going on in the world.
What
lots
up?
Of news. All kinds of fun stuff in the magic spreadsheet of crab diving.
Yummy.
That where we put the pearls that we mine. You don't really mine pearls, do you?
No.
You gather pearls, you harvest pearls?
Yeah, you got in the, it's got to be a horrible process. You go in the water, probably shit tons of sharks. Really, where you get pearls from? In India. That's where the pearls come from.
Is that?
Yes.
I know utterly nothing. I know from oysters. That's after that, I know not
no,
whence.
No, pearls come from a clam. From
a clam.
From clams, not oysters.
Clam.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Actually, I don't know. I think it's a clam, isn't it?
I don't know. You said clam.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday, ladies and gentlemen and others. If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, help us keep the lights on, pay the bills, and help me pay for my shiny new tooth. Go to Amazon. Go to our Amazon hole, which is crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you fuck all. Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media.
We get paid, baby.
I'm worried what I'm going to sound like in the interim.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to have that probably next week, this bullshit with my tooth. And it's like it's a front-ish tooth. And it's going to take, it's got to do a little healing in the gum area before I start wearing my faux tooth. And then it's got to heal for like a month or so before they can do like an implant.
Oh, shit.
I guess is the plan.
Yeah, but dude, that the technology for that is so much better than it used to be back in the
The ultimate
our founding
result.
Fathers, I mean.
I'm not worried about the ultimate result. I just...
No, I mean the thing might...
I just mean there's going to be a few days where I have a big fat gap in my tooth, in my teeth, in the front, and it'll sound like this on the throat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to be practicing with my new toothlessness.
You'll sound fine.
I'll sound like Jim Carrey in Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, God.
You know, that's his real tooth. He really has only half a tooth in the front.
Yeah.
And when he did the movie, he went and had the fake part removed.
Can I be honest? I've never seen a Jim Carrey.
There's some good ones.
I hate Jim Carrey.
Early funny stuff. When he started taking himself too seriously, I thought, that's a great... That was my first experience when I moved here. I was a background on The Majestic, which is a movie with him in it and somebody else.
I never saw it. I'm sorry. I know you're in it. I just fucking saw it.
The female lead, younger blonde actress. I'm going to have to look that up because I don't...
Sarah Jessica Parker, I believe.
No, I didn't recognize her then, and I'm not sure that I... Like that, it's gone that well since. But
you know, it's crazy.
The nicest person.
Oh, really?
One of the nicest people I met in Hollywood, by the way.
I can't think of another actress that's blonde other than Sarah Jessica Parker right now.
Jim Carrey.
Good.
Pam Anderson.
There you go.
There's a blonde actress.
She's nice. She's for the environment. Hates real fur and all that kind of shit.
And Jim Carrey was kind of nuts.
Yeah,
was a lot nuts.
Well, listen, Jim Carrey. Whatever. He should be thankful. I've never really watched him in a movie and thought, oh, look at that talent.
Yeah, I have a hard time believing him in serious roles.
Oh, really? Because he does this weird fucking...
Well,
the
even
faces
in
all the
like
fucking
the Truman
time.
Show or when he's tried to be serious, I just don't, I haven't believed him.
Yeah, Adam Sandler, overrated. God, can't stand his fucking films. Fucking Christ.
That's the only time on a flight I wanted to grab a parachute time when it was when they were playing Waterboy or something like that. I was like,
Yeah. Isn't ISIS on this flight? Don't you guys want to commandeer the fucking movie at least?
Oops.
What's that?
It's Kate.
Oh, yes.
It's Kate agreeing in the background. Let's get to the news headlines and we'll get to the fun shit.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California, Dateline, April 25th, 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
We bend over and say thank you, enemy.
Over at the commie pinko liberal Huff Post.
Oh, God.
It is this morning for my day gig.
Oh, yes.
I do stuff for media. And the big story out today is a new rebranding and a renaming of the Huffington Post. They got rid of the Inkton.
The what?
They lost their Inkton. It's now just the Huff Post.
Oh, the end of the word.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
HUFFPOST, and they changed their website so that it looks rather tabloid-ish style, the Huff Post. So the newly rebranded, newly named Huff Post.
It looks dumb. What was wrong with the way it was before? Why did they hate it?
I don't know. I don't know.
It does look trashy.
Yeah, I don't. Right now, I'm not liking it, but
I don't like it.
I'll get used to
it. Good job, guys. You fucked it up. Congrats. Everybody's reading your fucking website anyway. Now you got to change it. It's
so
weird.
I guess this is the headline up here above.
You can't tell what the fucking headline is. You suck.
This is great. This, I think, tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. One word, CRABDIVING. I think Celeste may have tweeted this to us also.
Oh, yes.
This story. This is another one of Schittler's, our commander in chief.
Ooh.
Another executive order has been blocked by a judge. This time, it's a federal judge blocked Trump's executive order targeting so-called sanctuary jurisdictions.
Sanctuary cities like L.A., right?
Sanctuary.
Yeah.
Sanctuary.
The order threatened to pull federal funding from cities with pro-immigrant policies. You know, these a lot of these cities have been saying, fuck you, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III. Fuck you, Schittler. Yeah. Fuck you, Bannon. We're not going to put our police to the task of trying to bag and tag people who are in the country undocumented because we're trying to solve crimes and prevent crime and shit.
Yes.
And if the community clams up and shuts up and refuses to talk to us, or oysters up and refuses to talk to us, then it makes their job so much harder. If,
right.
if every person who feels that a cop is going to say, oh, really? Did you see anything happen with this murder? By the way, where are your papers?
Right.
Suddenly, no one's going to be a witness to anything. Suddenly, no one's going to call the police for anything.
Right. And also, who knows what this ICE shit is going to entail? Who knows how far these deportation goes and what he wants to do with this Muslim ban and all this crap? When all of a sudden the people that stand with Schittler have to answer for what they did, they might be sorry, you know, they went along with this fucking plan, because this is bullshit. This is crazy.
So a U.S. District Judge William Orrick, O-R-R-I-C-K,
Orrick,
issued the ruling less than 2 weeks after he heard the case in a federal court.
Yeah, fuck this.
The order was issued by Schittler in January.
Boy.
And threatened to pull federal funding from cities refusing to cooperate.
Eat my dick.
With federal immigration enforcement.
Right.
Surely, I mean, this just happened just a wee little while ago.
I mean, it's odd. I've never heard of anything like this. Have you? Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I think Obama had a couple blocked, but not with volume in the first 100 days.
You're talking about this executive order.
Yeah.
The volume of executive
just
orders
in
out
general,
of Schittler. I'm
right.
talking about this thing.
Oh, the
this
sanctuary cities. It's crazy.
It's very odd. I mean, have you ever remembered anything like this from any other president? Like, if L.A. has a policy that went against, say, back when Reagan was president, did he ever call and say, hey, L.A., if you don't get your shit together, you know, maybe no federal funds for you?
Well, right. And what happened to the we're into states' rights and local rights over Fed? We hate the Fed government. And then here they are, the Fed government trying to come in and kick in, get you to, you know, use local police to kick in doors and shit.
Well, I think I figured the GOP out. They like states' rights when it benefits white people. When it's for people of color and shit like that, they don't give a fuck. They're against it.
So we'll keep our eyes on that. I'm sure Trump will be tweeting, it's very unfair. Hey. Activist judge. I don't have any information on this judge yet, but we'll see who he was appointed by. If he was appointed by Obama, you know that they're going to say, oh, it's an activist judge.
It's an activist judge. It's a judge just looking at the Constitution and says, you know what? I'm not so sure about this one. I'm going to say no.
What
the fuck else is he supposed to do? They don't want the judge to judge.
Right. President Obama, 2012, nominated Orrick to be a United States District Judge for the U.S. District Court of Northern California.
Right.
The seat vacated by Charles Breyer, who took senior's head, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so there you go. It was an Obama... an Obama selection. So that's, you know, that's where they're instantly going to go.
Yeah. You know, I read this piece. I forget. It doesn't matter. This opinion piece. And they're saying that this is an interesting test for America. You know, we've got this un-American, you know, who knows what Trump is up to with Russia. And he hasn't really gotten anything done, but he's tried to do lots of bad shit, you know,
right.
And he's not been able to. And he goes, maybe this is a good test of our government. It's showing that, you know, these executive orders and all this bullshit won't be tolerated.
Well, and I think we've talked about this before. He really wants to go. He was going in thinking, I'm king.
Yeah.
That all he has to do is say, stop sending your jobs overseas.
Right.
And everyone's going to say, oh, okay.
Well, like all the shit he did as a business guy to get deals done, I think that's illegal when you're in government too. Yeah, the shit he did.
He lied and backstabbed and bullied his way to, right. I don't even want to say success, because we've seen that if he had just thrown his dad's money into a savings account, he'd have more money right now.
I mean, that must drive him nuts to know that everything he's amassed, had he just sat at home, hung out by the pool, smoked pot, man,
he'd have a lot more money.
He'd have more fucking money. That's nuts.
But I think he thinks these giant Trumpian towers that have his name all over them is that's his big
he thinks
penis
that means
substitute.
Something.
Fuck yeah. Look how they fought to get those ugly gold letters in Chicago stamped on there.
Yeah.
And you know that he would love to build that wall on the southern, even if he doesn't they don't let him put his name on it.
God.
But, or they would have, you know, he's like, can I get some plaques? What about a plaque? Every half mile, a Trump plaque. But it's going to be like the Great Wall to him.
Yeah.
It's a monument that will stand the test of time. And it's going to have his little orange grubby fingerprints all over it.
There'll be a monument to Schittler, a monument to all the people that stood up to him. Shit like that. Not to him, though. There's no way this guy's going to go down on the right side of history.
No, God, no.
No,
unless, I mean, not the right side. He'll go down in history. He's already historically the most disliked, most untrustworthy, et cetera, most incompetent, whatever you could think of, all those numbers as far as 100-day president. He
can't even put together a good executive order.
Right. I mean, that's because they brought in people who don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Yeah.
Little mild debate on the Facebook I had with that dude. Turned out to be quite a civil, normal debate.
Yes. No.
He got a little sanctimonious. I said, thanks for the sanctimony, though, after my response. And he responded with, oh, I get it. I disagree here. I disagree there. And you're right on the sanctimony.
Yeah.
He's like, he copped to it. Yeah. Like, oh, you could tell. He's a Democrat.
Right.
But he's like I think he's kind of a Joe Manchin-y kind of Democrat, a little purplish.
Don't fuck with the crabs, baby. You get the claws every time.
I was amazed. I was ready to be called a libtard and all that shit.
No.
But there, you could tell. You could tell he's a Democrat because he's like, yeah, you're right. I was sanctimonious.
Right. And if he didn't cave and didn't cop to it, you would just keep pinching away and pinching away until he did.
Until he left. Yeah. Usually, the longer those threads get, then other of our readers and friends on Facebook jump in and pile on. And then it goes in completely different directions.
I love that.
So that's the HuffPo. Another judge smacks Trump down is the headline.
God.
His sanctuary city's order. He's going to be crying and squealing.
This motherfucker never is like, oh, look, another judge came out against my executive order. Maybe I should change something.
It's the deep state, Ryan.
Oh, okay. Obama's in a bunker.
It's the deep state against.
Oh, yes.
Against poor Donald Trump, which what happened to
call sign Pizzagate?
Wasn't Obama was in Chicago yesterday, gave a speech, his first speech.
Or was
since
he?
His first speech since the. Horrible inauguration.
It was a Tupac style hologram. It wasn't actually him.
Well, that's the thing is why wasn't he bagged and tagged? I thought he was hiding out from prosecution in Indonesia, according to WND and Breitbart.
Maybe they planted a chip in his frontal lobe and he shall now be controlled by the Illuminati.
And Alex Jones.
Oh, yes.
Kill your fucking selves, you fucking globalists.
Take your own advice, dickhead.
Got a great Alex Jones clip coming up, ladies and gentlemen.
What? Or more?
Oh, yeah.
This guy.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, if you're out there in the entertainment business and you think you produce content, fuck you. Alex Jones, man.
Right. A lot of amazing shit.
Yeah.
He does. Is his 3 hours long?
It's, yeah, you can't. It's
he's got co-hosts, though.
Yeah, he's got co-hosts, and he's got, you know, commercials that he fucking reads. And, you know, but he really does talk for a long fucking time.
Does he do live commercials like Stern used to?
He does it all.
Oh, really?
The answer is yes. He's got a whole fucking organization.
Over at the Drudge Report, let's...
suck my dick.
I don't know. Drink some... Kool-Aid. Some grain alcohol. Kill off some brain cells.
Boom.
Sure enough, all in red. Judge blocks Trump sanctuary funding order.
Good.
Dun, 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 dun.
Jeez.
I don't know which one. Probably...
You know, you said something earlier. We were talking about, we're the left wing. We're the turds on the left wing. You know, that's true, but... The left is not equal to the right because the left sees people as people and the right, they don't see people as people. They're not an equal party anymore.
Right.
They are not the turds that the left.
It's self-deprecating humor.
Yes, I know. I just wanted that to be clear to the audience because it's not equal. We are better, definitively better than the right.
For example.
Yes.
Yesterday we did the stories. Of how in the sovereign states of Alabama and Mississippi,
eat my dick.
It was Confederate Memorial Day, where they remember and memorialize
God
those that died in the war for states' rights.
Okay, you know those pictures you put up.
I believe they refer to it. Yes,
oh, yes, those fucking idiots with the candles.
There's a candlelight vigil. A candlelight vigil at a. At a statue
with a bunch of white
of
guys.
Jefferson Davis in New Orleans. Because, you know, they're not telling people when and where they're going to be tearing down or moving a bunch of these horrible Confederate memorials throughout New Orleans. Because, you know what I didn't know? Yesterday, the mayor was on, his name I've forgotten already, Landrieu, something like that. The mayor of New Orleans, who is pro this, removing these horrible symbols, and the city council voted like 6-1 or something like that. They're relocating them probably to like a hate museum or something like that.
Gosh.
Hatehenge.
Right. I love that. That was your thing yesterday. That was very good.
And
damn it. I meant to call the podcast that when I was doing the description yesterday, and I fucking fucked up.
But they... So the companies, the contractor that ended up moving these memorials, they taped up, they put cardboard over the logos of their trucks. Did you know that the guys were wearing bulletproof vests? By the way, not
you
only
gotta be fucking kidding
they were
me.
Wearing like balaclavas to cover their faces.
Yeah,
they. So that they couldn't be identified because they're worried about death threats and shit. But what I didn't know was the mayor said that the first contractor who was hired to do the job.
Yes.
It was public knowledge.
Right.
They blew up his car. They
what?
Blew up his car.
Are you fucking kidding me? The racist blew up the contractor's car because he was going to take the fucking monuments. You got, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life. I kind of take back what I said. I mean, I was like, yeah, why are we being pussies and just not standing up to these guys? They're blowing up cars.
Yeah, I
now we
really
gotta go,
think.
We got to fuck these guys up. Come on. Look, we got to go get these guys. Honestly, this is domestic terrorism. Why are we putting up with this shit? Man, you're going to remove a stupid monument to some Confederate soldier? You're going to blow up a car about it?
Landrieu is his name. Mayor Mitch Landrieu.
God, Landrieu. Mitch. Yeah, Landrieu Calrissian.
And he said, we did this thing in the middle of the night. He's got a little bit of a New Orleans accent. We did this thing in the middle of the night because of the threats that all of the contractors received. The first contractor we had his car blown up. So For the safety and security of the people, you know, we decided to take the monuments down at night. We have three others we're going to take down.
Yes.
We're not going to tell people when we're going to do it, but it will be in the near future.
Oh, shit. I mean, why aren't we screaming domestic terrorism? That's terrorism. That's fucking white supremacist fucking radicalism, right?
Yeah.
That's white people radicalism or whatever.
Threatening death threats. And apparently they blew up the guy's car because he accepted the contract to move the fucking
statues.
It's public.
It's public record.
Yeah, that kind of shit's public record. Now I guess they sealed it.
Yeah, no shit.
After that happens, some other contractor is doing it, I guess.
Where's the National Guard? Why doesn't Trump deploy the National Guard to protect these guys? He's on the wrong side of it. That's crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. So,
what country are we living in?
So that's as they're removing that shit out of New Orleans. Yesterday was Confederate Memorial Day, an actual state holiday with offices closed in Mississippi and Alabama.
God damn.
Well, now there's a story today that I don't know where Bellevue, Florida.
Bellevue.
Does that sound familiar?
I don't know. Listen, there's so many little towns and hamlets in that weird state. I don't know where the fuck Bellevue is. That sounds panhandle-ish to me.
Bellevue.
Yes.
Is down near. I don't know where I am.
Let me look.
I'm zooming out. Oh. Central. Central Florida.
Buyer beware.
Basically.
That's some fucking gators down there.
Yeah, you know what? There's a, I've got this story also for a little, when animals get pissed, speaking of gators.
Yes.
Just a little taste.
Oh,
it's
really?
A gator story.
Jeez.
We'll do that after this since we're going to stick in Florida. Here is in Bellevue, Florida, in the middle of fucking nowhere, right near the Ocala National Forest.
Guys, you know where that is, don't you? That's where famous actor and Scientologist extraordinaire John Travolta.
Oh, is that where they...
Vinnie Barbarino lands his air. His airplane. Big fucking plane.
Looks like about 100 miles south of Gainesville.
Oh, perfect. Beautiful. Beautiful down there. Lots of gators and rednecks and the meth. The meth they grow down there.
Well, tomorrow... would be Wednesday, the U.S. flag and the Florida flag at Bellevue City Hall will be joined by the Stars and Bars to honor Confederate History Day.
God, all fucking mighty. Really?
And they're going to raise it to half staff. around 7:30 a.m. to honor Confederate veterans. The local Sons of Confederate Veterans Unit. There are no Sons of Confederate Veterans left. I'm willing to probably put some money on.
No. Not with all, you know, the fucking skin cancer down there in
Florida. Let's do the maths. Even if somebody was like 15-ish in 1863.
They'd be like 45 now.
Then... there's no way. Yeah, there's no way.
Actual son of a Confederate veteran. So 1845 to 1945 would be, that's 100 years.
Right.
So then, you know.
I mean, unless he was like Tony Randall and had a kid in his 90s.
Oh, God.
So I guess it's theoretically possible.
Tony Randall. Did he die recently or is that?
Several years ago now. But
oh, he's dead.
He had two. Like toddlers when he died or
was
something
it a
like
mistake?
That.
Did he have
no,
a
No, he got married at 80 or something like that.
That it sounds like a mistake to me.
To a, like a 30-year-old woman.
Good God.
I don't think it was a mistake.
Jeez.
Tony Randall.
What? Okay, I'm not going to ask a shitty question. You're going to marry a guy who's 90 and then have a baby with him? He's going to be dead
soon. I might
soon.
Be exaggerating, but he was way
kids.
Up there.
Oh yeah.
And his kids were very little when he died.
By the way, Tony Randall looking down from heaven, wondering, how in the fuck am I in a discussion about a bunch of rednecks in Florida worshiping the dicks of the Civil War?
Tony Randall looking down from heaven saying, holy fuck, somebody's talking about me on Earth.
Yeah. He loves it. He loves it.
He was born in 1920 in Oklahoma. He died in 2004 at the age of 84.
That guy was from Oklahoma, fucking Homa.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Very dramatic. I don't know. How did he survive Oklahoma? He must have moved when he was like 2 years old.
He remarried. His wife died. Wow. He was married for, I'm not going to do the math, but 1938 until 1992. 50 some years. And... then he remarried 3 years later to Heather Harlan, an intern in one of his theater programs. He was 75 and she was 25.
Holy fucking shit.
They had two children.
Ha 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 ha. I just wouldn't expect that out of Tony Randall for some reason. No judgment. What do I know? But geez,
there you go.
It's quite an age spread there. Did she? I don't know.
God, how did we? Oh, how did we get from Confederate Flag Day? I mean, I'm sure if you go back and listen, we'll be able to know. But
if you're a 75 year old movie star, would you marry somebody 25? When do you show up in the living room with a big box of VHS and Laserdisc and say, "Hey, I know you don't know it now, but I used to be a big fucking star. I used to be the shit. Look at all this crap. I was huge."
Well, 2004, I mean, or 97, he was still pretty famous. Like he had done a bunch of shows in the 80s and 90s. Like didn't he play the first gay character on TV? I love Sydney. Suffering Sydney. Sucking Sydney.
I thought, no. The first gay character ever on television was played
male gay.
What was it? Jack Benny show, right?
What? No, I'm just kidding. I have no idea.
Jack Benny gay. No. It was the Billy Crystal.
Right, lead. Soap. The show was about him.
Does anybody remember Soap? Crickets.
Suddenly
crickets.
Sydney? I don't remember. Anyway.
I don't know. These racists.
Congratulations to the sons of the Confederate veterans who performed this tribute for more than 10 years now. So this means that they started this shit up back again in 2007.
That is fucking crazy.
So they were not doing this crap. It's not like it's been going on for 160 years-ish. They've been doing it for a whole 10 years. It's tradition. It ain't tradition.
That's the worst.
Racist fucks. You probably, as a backlash 10 years ago, butthurt white backlash.
Yeah.
We're going to have, fuck them PC assholes. We're going to have a tribute now every year.
Oh my God. A tribute.
April was recognized by the state of Florida as Confederate History Month. Oh. Confederate History Month in Florida.
Jesus Christ.
There's a proclamation that they passed on April 4th, which will be read at the flag-raising ceremony. It states that Florida supplied the greatest percentage of its population as soldiers compared to all the other Confederate states. Well, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
What do you mean?
I don't know if it changes.
The
greatest percentage of their population as soldiers they sent
came from Florida
for the Confederacy.
Well, I didn't know that.
And one-third of those Florida soldiers did not return from war. But at that time, Florida was the least populous state. We're talking about population. They provided 15,000 soldiers, of which 5,000 were killed. They called Florida the breadbasket of the Confederacy.
Well, that's where all the bread came from, Pat.
Farmers.
I'm just kidding.
You had a baker.
Right.
Great. I don't know how many greats back you go. Three.
Great.
Three or four.
Great uncle or whatever. You know, listen, this guy, he didn't want to give biscuits to the Union Army.
I thought he was a spy.
So they imprisoned him. Yes. And there was that as well.
I thought he would go to Fort Pickens and snoop and then go back to the Confederates and tell them what was going on at Fort Pickens.
Yeah. I forget.
That's kind of how your uncle.
Oh, really? Well, he fucking knows. But the guy.
Fascinating story.
They threw him in jail, though, too. You know?
Yeah, he got caught or something. Yeah. Fascinating story.
Buttering his biscuits on the wrong side.
Farmers from Florida sent beef, pork, fish, fruit, and salt to keep the meat from spoiling to the Confederate soldiers, it says here, according to Exploring Florida website, the 8th Brigade of the Sons of the Confederate Soldiers.
Fuck you!
Also holds memorial services at a couple of local cemeteries.
Cemeteries? Hello?
During Confederate History Month.
Wait,
they got them a whole month to play, Ryan.
They're holding funerals for people that have been dead since the 1800s. Is that true?
The memorial services. So they probably go around and put the stars and bars in the graves of their soldiers that passed.
It just seems odd that you would memorialize. They lost and they were on the wrong side of it. And they were fighting for the cause to own people.
No, states' rights.
I mean, it's...
states' rights!
I mean, you can see, like, okay, this soldier over here, he doesn't have a fucking choice. He's got to fight for the Confederacy. That's, you know, he's a Southerner.
Right.
But do we have to celebrate that? That wasn't a good thing. I mean, you know.
The one of the dudes of the Confederate Sons of Confederate Veterans, 8th Brigade Commander Chuck Cadel.
Hello, Chucky.
Said that we're just a historical preservation group. We try to preserve the history, too, not just raising the flag. Hey. Today, they just want to erase all this history.
No, they don't want to erase it. We want to accurately remember what the fuck happened. And that involves not sucking the dick of these old white slave owners, you fucking fuck stick.
Right.
God.
A never again kind of thing.
Listen, if you're from the South, I don't know. And you're one of these racist dudes. Don't worry about how history sees shit and then it's remembered correctly. That's not your jam. That's somebody else's jam. Fucking go continue to hate somebody. Whatever you do. Go eat.
It's like, are they going to put up a memorial to all the hardworking Germans at the prison camps?
Yeah, man.
For all their dedicated years of hard work. You got to recognize that. It's history. It's part of history.
And what would you say to somebody? Say, well, you can't compare the Holocaust to slavery. And I would say to them, well, you're white. Or whatever. Or you're insane. I mean, imagine the oppression. Imagine living in a world where, hey, that black person is property. You know how you can tell? Their skin color.
Right.
That's so fucking fucked up.
If you want to, there was also, the Marion County Commission approved a proclamation acknowledging Confederate Memorial Day also.
Fuck you. God, everybody's, what happens if you don't acknowledge it? What if you're one of these cities and you're like, fuck it, I'm not going to acknowledge it. What happens? So all the rednecks get fucking pissed and we have to be scared of them. Ugh. God, I hate this.
The mayor of Bellevue said the city has never heard any formal complaints about flying the Confederate flag.
Oh, God.
It's part of history of our community, she said.
Well, just because all the other racists that live there don't think it's wrong.
Right.
Doesn't mean it's right. Shit.
So there you go. The bloodstained banner is what I wonder if that's the third national Confederate flag. Oh, it might not be the stars and bars, actually.
Oh, shit.
It might be a different version.
Fuck that. What are people like? What are you racists like? What kind of Confederate flag? Do you like the stars and bars or do you like the starfish configuration?
Oh, this one's interesting. It's got the stars and bars up in the corner, like where our stars are.
Oh, okay.
And then it's got white and then it's got like
perfect.
A red strip at the end, like somebody dipped it in red.
Can we just make it all white?
The third final flag adopted by the Confederate States. They call it the Bloodstained Banner due to the single red vertical bar, which was adopted because Southern generals thought the mostly white flag looked too much like a flag of truce.
We don't want nobody thinking we're peaceful.
We ain't never giving up. Not even in 2017. We ain't never giving up.
Yeah, listen, I agree. You might not ever give up. That's why we're waiting for you to fucking die, motherfuckers. No offense.
So if you want to head down to Central Florida, go to Bellevue.
Right, a lot of people down there, they're going to make better mulch than people. Right? I mean, I don't know.
I guess.
Be worth more as fertilizer. God, what a bunch of dicks. Don't you have any black friends down there? None?
No. Or, yes, they probably do.
But they're the good ones. Yeah. So we like them.
And they're one of the good ones.
Oh, shit.
When animals get hit.
I thought it was Florida, but it's not. So fuck it. We're jumping states.
Oh shit.
And we're heading up to South Carolina.
Hey man. Come on, let me see that dick before you go to the bathroom, boy.
North Carolina.
All right. Let me see it anyway.
I just want to see it just because.
Touch mine.
The Polston family.
Yes.
Of, what a nice name. Mount Pleasant.
Okay.
South Carolina.
Right.
Mount Pleasant.
Uh-oh.
Probably named because there were no black people around.
Ain't it pleasant?
It's pleasant. There are no Negroes around here. We're early Easter morning.
Okay.
Thought they were being burglarized.
Oh, shit.
Out on, they've got apparently like a second story porch. There's a staircase leading down. There's a screen door to the porch. It's very nice looking, like a balcony type porch.
Right.
Pretty big, all kinds of fancy furniture on it. They heard shit getting knocked over and the furniture being moved around out on their balcony. Uh-oh. In the wee hours of the morning. So they called 911.
Landshark.
And as they were waiting for the popo.
Yes.
I think the son of the family.
Okay.
Snuck downstairs to get a peek at the burglar.
Little fucker.
And proceeded to see a 9-foot alligator.
On the porch. Fuck, man.
9 feet.
That's, you know.
Of alligator.
That's a big one. It's not the biggest, but that's a big fucking alligator.
And apparently it wasn't moving. You know how sometimes they just like stand there?
Oh, yeah.
They thought somebody put a plastic gator on the porch. They were looking through the window and it hadn't moved.
God.
Then they tapped the glass.
Yeah.
And it turned its head.
Oh, shit. What do you do?
You
need a gun. Big gun.
The mother of the family said it was just surreal. It's so bizarre. So they called Gator Getter Consultants.
Oh, shit.
Gator Getter. To take the, to get rid of the critter. But they couldn't. It didn't want to leave.
They couldn't just.
And this gator is too big.
Yes.
They said it was too big and too aggressive for their usual methods.
Oh, shit.
I don't like the outcome here.
They kill the gator?
Yes. Well, I don't abide by this outcome. Because they said they tried for hours to get the gator to leave. And finally they said, well, you can wait for it to leave on its own. It'll figure it out eventually.
What?
But it could be days.
Oh, God.
Or...
fuck that!
The South Carolina state law allows you to put it down.
Put it down.
Yeah. And they opted for B.
Okay, well, you know...
as much as I have no great love for reptiles.
Right.
I do have great love for life.
If that motherfucker is chewing on my leg or anybody else's leg, you'd want that fucker dead.
Well, yeah.
How the fuck did it get on its...
but it's not its fault.
Fucking porch.
I mean, if it's him or me...
he's on my property, boy!
Or him or somebody I care about, then...
yes.
Right, but...
But if it's somebody you don't know, you'll
well,
just...
well, it's on the porch. What's
I don't know
it's
that
not
guy.
It's not eating anybody's leg.
It's not eating anybody's leg I know of!
Knocked over a plant. That's about it on their
whoa.
Fucking fancy porch.
Listen...
so...
I come from a family that values plants. I've always grown up with plants in the house, and... that, you know, my mom loves her plants, and this gator took out a fern or something.
It's the back of the house or whatever. I'd have a party, a gator viewing party. Let everybody come in and look out the window watch the gator.
You gonna let the dog out to pee ever?
Well, I don't know what they're, I don't know what they're.
Oh, stop it.
What's going on?
What
maybe
do you
that
mean?
Was part of it.
You about to say you don't know what a gator eats?
No, I don't know
that.
What their family situation
oh, okay.
is.
Okay.
If they got cats or dogs or. God, this is
here's their here's their
gator.
Family situation. They have kids, and they're you know anybody's family situation. A single guy doesn't want a gator on his fucking porch, but you know, you're not supposed to kill him. Steve Irwin wouldn't have killed him.
I wouldn't have killed him.
You just let him stay on your porch until whatever.
Well, yeah, or I would have like thrown some chicken on the stairs.
Yeah, why did they try that? How do we know they didn't? I guess. Terrifying, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking gator. Well, I wonder where this house is, too. You know, these people, they build these trophy homes, and they're fucking, holy fuck, kill that motherfucker.
You saw the picture. Look at that fancy furniture and shit, though.
Yeah, I got to tell you something. Yeah, I'm with you and all this shit about, you know, you shouldn't kill things. That, I can't, that's, I don't believe in Satan, but that's Satan. That's scary as fuck.
It's a giant gator.
I don't have any love in, no, kill it. Fucking kill it. Fuck that.
We're seeing some video of it might have been one of the gator getters trying to
what a nice house
go
dude.
Get him.
I tell you what,
but there's like a nice staircase that goes up, and he had to bust through the screen door. He or she had to bust through the screen door. I don't know. I didn't check. It's cloaca.
Dude. You gotta. I would love to say that I agree with you that you shouldn't kill that animal. You should put him somewhere else. But look at that fucking thing in your house with his mouth open. Fuck that. That is terrifying.
It's not in the house, though. There's all kinds of glass patio doors. It's outside.
Look at those normal glass little patio doors that giant beast from hell can't break into. Look at that fucking thing, dude.
Yeah, it's
kill
a giant.
It. Get it out of my house. Fucking
it's
kill it.
A giant beast.
I just became pro-gun. Give me a big fucking gun. I want an Uzi.
They said they're shopping for a gator-proof door now.
Yeah. How about shopping for a new place to fucking live? I would consider moving.
Yeah, I would. Because that means it's hood, right? That means that gator lives in that hood.
Yes.
And that means there's more.
Yes. And let me tell you something. If you sell that house, you have to tell them that a fucking gator showed up the other day on the porch. You don't have to disclose that, do you? You have to disclose other shit. But I don't have to tell anybody a gator shows up. Because you're never selling that fucking house.
I would guess no.
Yeah. Move. I would move. I'm moving. Fuck this.
But if you're near the water, you know, I guess people would figure out. You've got to think about it.
That gator's swimming around and wherever, and he's like, oh, shit, I'm hungry. Should I go up and eat another one of these guys? This guy has his beautiful porch cushions and everything, and then there's pets. I can eat those pets. Or I can go, you know, look for fucking catfish on the bottom of the pond eating garbage, and I can have one of those. I'm going to go eat a hamster or whatever they have at this house.
A toddler.
Yeah, right?
Mm.
That's terrifying. That picture, that gator... Go on our, is that on our Facebook
page? Facebook. Yeah. It will be.
You see that gator standing up, and he's sitting till it's not standing.
It's
but
9 feet long.
His head in the air, his big mouth open.
A little news earlier. I was amazed that Jebediah James Earl Jones Bush
Jeb.
Please clap.
Exclamation point.
Yeah.
I talked over it.
Please clap.
Please fuck off.
How sad that Jeb. With the exclamation point thing was, right? I forgot about that. Jeb! It's like, we're going to make him exciting by putting an exclamation point after his name.
Don't you feel like all the people of the GOP should kind of just be embarrassed that they were beaten by Schittler in the primary so handily, like you couldn't handle this guy, this shitbag? But Jeb, Jesus Christ, your brother was president. Your fucking dad was president. You had name recognition, but you couldn't beat this two-bit fucking racist shithead. You're a loser.
The ownership group, led by former presidential candidate Jeb Bush and former New York Yankee Derek Jeter, have purchased the Miami Marlins.
Fuck you, Jeter. Fuck you, dude.
The group has agreed to pay $1.3 billion for the team. Bush will have ultimate control.
Blah.
Jeb Bush will now own the Marlins, while Jeter will take a more active role, but they haven't said what that will be.
Jeter, why are you throwing in with this shithead? Jeb Bush is the enemy.
Jeffrey Loria, who's owned the team since 2002, is very optimistic the deal will go through.
He's a piece of shit.
Other bidders for the Marlins.
Yes.
Such as investors Tag Romney.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Does this mean Jared Kushner's dad or whatever didn't get
out? Yeah.
Fuck you.
Tag Romney, Mitt Romney's son, and Wayne Rothbaum recently dropped out of the running.
Tag.
I know, right?
Tag Romney.
Double G.
Fuck you, rich white guy. Double G. Are you fucking kidding
me? The T-A double G.
Suck a Romney. Dick. All these people, fuck off.
75% of MLB owners will need to approve the ownership change.
Don't do it. Oh, they're going to because it's Jeter. And they love Jeter. They have to suck his fucking dick.
Derek Jeter retired 2014. He's 42 years old. Made his goal of MLB ownership clear last year when he asked whether he would return to the Yankees as a guest instructor for spring training. He said, well, my aspirations are a little bigger in terms of the ownership side of things.
Right. Let me translate. I'm going to go to Miami and fuck some models. Or, you know, I can teach some dickhead how to feel the ground or fuck that.
So there you go. That's why Jeb Bush was trending on Twitter earlier. I couldn't figure out, and then you figure out why. And
yeah. Well, you know the story with the Marlins. They got that big, fancy-ass new stadium in Miami. Nobody comes, and then they...
I'm sure the taxpayers forked out the money for that.
They did.
Because the billionaire owners couldn't afford it or didn't want to pay for it.
Right. And Jeff Loria was like, I'm going to bring you guys a World Series. And he went out, and he made some trades. He signed some big, fancy, free fucking agents. And guess what? The team tanked.
How'd that go? Yeah.
And then the team tanked and he flipped everybody, sent him to Canada to play for the Blue Jays and took up, you know, and just fucked Florida. They're like, hey, you're not going to have a team that's going to compete for a couple of years. They're going to suck. We're rebuilding. Even though they just built a gigantic temple to nothing.
Yeah.
Haha, it's going to be underwater anyway.
The, global warming.
Oh, yeah. What's the matter?
We also have, but we can get to the Alex Jones here in a minute.
Oh, shit.
Ivanka Trump.
Nine.
The daughter of Donald J. But nine is quite appropriate. She's in Germany today.
Ooh.
She was speaking. She was an attendee at a woman's conference.
Okay.
In Germany. And she's sitting up there on the panel with all these international leaders, these women. Merkel is two seats away from her, Angela Merkel. And at one point, she's asked, I can play the audio. Let's play the audio.
Oh, yes.
I don't know if you can hear it real well.
Merkel's
though.
Like, oh, please don't talk to me. Oh, my God.
But here is Ivanka Trump. Has the mic.
Sadly, the United States is one of the only countries in the world, the only developed country in the world, to have a paid leave policy for the benefit of families. So that is something I'm very, very proud of my father's advocacy long before he came into the presidency, but during the campaign, including in the primaries. He's been a tremendous champion.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, really.
How's that? He's been a tremendous champion for it.
Yeah.
And you have. I dare you to float that by one of those Republicans in either
absolutely.
Of the Senate or the House.
Is this like the
paid
definition?
Family leave.
This is a definition of lip service. Could her words be any more right. empty or fucking meaningless?
And what is she doing there is my question. These are world leaders. What is this? Handbag seller.
I don't know.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all.
But vastly underqualified.
Well, there is something wrong with it. If you're selling fucking handbags right. at Nordstrom's and you got an office in the fucking White House and your dad's Czar Cheeto fucking fingers.
But during the campaign, including in the primaries, he's been a tremendous champion of supporting families and enabling them to thrive.
Listen to the audience.
Are they booing her?
Yeah. There's people hissing and there's people booing and then you'll hear whistles, which in Europe is booing.
Is it really?
Yeah. It may be changing.
Dang.
But I remember back in the day for tennis tournaments and shit like that, you know, you'd there'd be a bad call and all of a sudden you'd hear.
Oh shit. How did that change into like a good thing in our country?
Because we're fuck you, that's why.
Oh yes. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Probably.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously.
Dick, you know?
You don't hear the reaction from the audience. So
the moderator says, well, you hear the reaction from the audience. Now, I mean, you can just see Merkel. And, God, I don't even know who's in that picture with her. I wish I knew who that was. But these other two women are their lips must be bleeding on the inside. They're biting them so hard to not laugh. When she said her father's been fighting so hard for women and family.
This is the, I'm going to grab you by the pussy. And then, whether you like it or not, I'm putting Tic Tacs in my mouth and I'm going to stick my nasty fucking 1%er tongue down your goddamn throat, ooh, whether you like it or not. That he's fighting for women's rights.
I need a Tic Tac.
Oh,
because I kiss him. I grab him and kiss him. Ooh. When you're famous, they let you do anything.
Oh, yeah.
Grab him by the pussy.
It'd be funny if you were exaggerating.
No, that's what he said.
Not
yeah.
even exaggerating. Right, this isn't even a hyperbole.
Some attitudes towards women your father has publicly displayed in former times might leave one.
Some attitudes your father has formerly displayed in former times might lead someone. And you could see now the other women on the panel are like, oh. And
shit.
Merkel is just looking around like,
I wonder if Ivanka's like daddy in the sense that this is going to piss her off.
We'll listen to the answer.
Displayed in former times might leave one questioning whether he's such an empower for women. How do you relate to that? Or are things changing? Or what's your comment on that?
In other words, did you see the pussy tape?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say? Have you noticed that?
Any policies that are pro women out of this fucking shitstorm of a regime?
And now when I pause it, it's a great screen cap because yeah. Ivanka is raising. They all have microphones. They all have their individual microphones, and she's raising the microphone right now to speak. But Merkel has I can't wait to fucking hear this look on her face, right?
Yeah, Merkel looks like, all right.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear this one.
Get some popcorn.
Yes, Ivanka, tell us.
Nine.
Relate to that, or are things changing, or what's your comment on that?
I've certainly heard the criticism from the media.
And also, let's just note, just for a second, the intonation. I've certainly heard the criticism from the media.
She's
it goes
talking.
Up at the end.
I've certainly heard the criticism from the media, and that's been perpetuated. But I know from personal experience.
That's been perpetuated.
The attempts at non-expression from these other women are amazing.
She's talking about women's rights.
And she just blamed the media for her father being portrayed as a pussy grabber.
Well, let's take it one step farther, Ivanka. Why don't you just blame the women?
Right.
I mean, you're in the neighborhood. Do it.
That's been perpetuated. But I know from personal experience, and I think the...
You're pussy grabbed by your dad?
Yeah, from personal experience, my dad's nice to me. That doesn't mean he's nice to all women, you fucking lunatic.
Personal experience, and I think the thousands of women who have worked with and for my father for decades when he was in the private sector.
Hate him. Hate him.
Yeah. Where are all the glowing reviews of all the fun times I had with Donald Trump?
And who does he know?
What do you mean?
You know, okay, he did hire, I mean, this is a fact. He did hire pretty high up in his company. He was one of the first to hire a woman as like his top contractor or his vice president or whatever. She doesn't like him anymore. She's been out on the telly. She's not with the organization anymore. I don't, thousands. Who does he know outside of a couple of possible higher-ups, his assistant. You're telling...
The number seems
high,
right?
Yeah, she's making it sound like he's hanging with the housekeepers at Trump Hotel.
Hey, who was it the other day that said they had slept with thousands of people by the time they were...
Oh, that's coming up.
Fucking... Is that, you know, thousands of women he knows?
...are a testament to his belief and solid conviction in the potential of women and their ability to do the job as well as any man.
Bam!
You gotta watch.
She made it out of that sentence, right? She made it.
Well,
barely.
But she's giving her own opinion. She's not giving his opinion. She believes that women should be well, white women of privilege should be equal. And he thinks he doesn't believe that. She's projecting her liberalism onto him.
Yes. I'm going to say something totally shitty, but it's sort of apropos. I mean, it relates, I guess. It's germane. Is it?
You're going to say something totally shitty, but it's appropriate.
Yeah, it's like, remember that? Do you remember the clip from the, was it Miss Universe or Miss America, where she got all confused about her answer? Then the clip got played over and over and over, and apparently because of that, this poor person almost decided to blow their brains out. Remember that clip?
Recent polls have shown a fifth of Americans can't locate the U.S. on a world map. Why do you think this is?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because...
It's the same person.
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so. She. I mean, we're very sad that she was spiraled into depression.
She's alive
and thought about killing herself.
Yeah.
But nonetheless,
right.
It's an amazing clip.
Horrendous, right? Yeah. I mean, geez, fucking A. Ivanka made it out of the sentence. You know what I mean? Like this Miss, was it Miss America or Miss Universe?
Miss Teen. That's the other thing.
God,
she was like Miss Teen USA or something like that.
Can we get rid of that? Can we just get fucking
There's
rid
no
of
need
it?
For it.
If I'm in charge.
You're putting out underage girls?
No.
In bathing suits.
Let's just get rid of it. There's got to be better time. You spend your time doing something else. No more pageants. No more of this bullshit. God. But I mean, you know, that person, you know, that poor contestant on Miss Teen USA, you know. I mean, she didn't make it out of the sentence. It's like she's a surfer that got caught in the wave. But Ivanka just makes it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just. But I don't know that she made a lot of sense, Ivanka, in what she said.
She's got no... I just don't see she's got a...
Why does she have an office in the White House? And why is she making fucking decisions? She's 35 years old, right?
So that is something I'm very proud of.
I was 35 once. You were too. I don't know.
A couple of years ago.
Do you know a lot of 35-year-olds? Yes, that you went in the White House, man. I don't.
I mean, I don't know. I don't have that much of a problem if they've got some experience. I mean, if
what does she do? I mean, what has she done aside work for her fucking father?
I utterly dismiss the view that somebody good at business is going to be good as a public servant. I think there's zero correlation.
Right.
I think you can. Maybe you'll find somebody who's good at business that will therefore then be a decent politician. But I don't, there's no, it's not a correlation. It's not, oh, look how successful Trump, that's what all these idiots think.
Yeah.
Oh, look how rich he is. Of course he's going to run the country better.
Well, you know what I mean? It's like, how do you take a guy's mindset and say, listen, you're worshiping the bottom line. You're living to increase your bottom line, right, as a business guy. If you're a politician, you're serving the people. And your bottom line is like, a better life, whatever these people need. And it's not dollars. Don't you think that's kind of an impossible thing to adjust to if you're like a Trump? How do you convince Donald that, that his job is to serve the people that fucking in America.
As an entrepreneur and advisor to the president, Ms. Trump, 35, was in Berlin to represent the United States at a meeting on female business leaders.
You're just a 35-year-old rich person, never fucking worked outside of Trumpville, USA, right? What the fuck does she know about anything?
Speaking on a panel including Angela Merkel, Chancellor of Germany, and Christine Lagarde, Managing Director of the International Monetary Fund.
No shit. What's that line in fucking Veep? The International Money Fund, right? Yeah, he's like monetary, close.
Oh, yeah.
Some stupid Veep reference.
It's a great show. Her visit to Germany, I guess Merkel invited her. Ivanka's visit to Germany came at the invitation of Ms. Merkel. It was her first international trip as a White House advisor.
She invited Ivanka?
She attended the W20 summit, a meeting focused on women's leadership in the group of 20 nations as the Trump administration approaches its first 100 days. One of the moderators said the German audience is not that familiar with the concept of a first daughter. I'd like to ask you, what is your role and who are you representing? Your father as president of the United States, the American people, or your business?
I don't know.
And Ivanka said, well, certainly not the latter.
Jeez.
I have nothing to do with my business. This is that lie.
Right.
That, oh, we have nothing to do with our businesses anymore.
That fucking, and also, too, there's that era of, well, I would never. Oh, I would never do that.
Yeah.
Were we supposed to buy that?
No.
And what did she say? Did she end up saying which? Or?
Mm-mm.
She said certainly not the latter.
Yeah.
Isn't she there to serve the American fucking people?
And then she said, I'm rather unfamiliar with this role as well, as it's quite new to me.
Oh, good. We know you're unfamiliar with it. Jeez.
Right.
Since when is government, we have to get everybody new?
And why? Chris Matthews calls them the Romanovs. Why do we have a royal family all of a sudden?
That's... It's unacceptable. I mean, it's crazy. The thing that pisses you off is like, you know, if Hillary put Chelsea in Ivanka's place, if she had been elected, can you imagine?
Right.
I mean, the outcry would be insane.
It does happen. Bill put Hillary in charge of healthcare.
Yes.
For a failed attempt at comprehensive healthcare reform. Yeah. But she was infinitely qualified.
Yeah. And listen.
Imminently qualified.
Right.
Oh, and infinitely qualified. Oh,
both. But then she went on to be a senator and the fucking Secretary of State.
But she was accomplished before that. Ivanka sold shoes.
What, is she a lawyer?
And licensed out her name and shit.
Well, yeah, she just did that, by the way. She had fucking lunch or something with the Chinese premier and then sold a shit ton of licenses, licensed her name off in China or something. Or was it the guy from Japan? Who knows?
China. She got those
China.
On the day, coincidentally, that they had that amazing chocolate cake.
Oh, my God. This cake? God damn. So good, it upstages a bombing.
She attended the Chapin School in Manhattan until she was 15.
How did she get in that school?
When she transferred to the CHOATE. Choate?
Coate?
Rosemary Hall in Wallingford, Connecticut, where she categorized its boarding school life as a prison.
Oh, okay. A prison. After she graduated,
she went to Georgetown University for 2 years, then transferred to the Wharton Business School at the University of Pennsylvania. I wonder how that happened.
Ivanda. Oh, yeah. By the way, the boarding school she went to was like a prison.
Well, and that's these legacy, you know, that's okay. These legacy affirmative action, these assholes are all for that.
Yes.
They don't talk about when George W. Bush gets into Harvard only because his daddy was the fucking president and was went to Harvard and is a big donor. and they outwardly say they give children of alumni preferential treatment.
Yeah. But listen, that affirmative action, you can shove that up your ass. Imagine.
Economics. She's got a degree in economics.
Dude, think about it. We have people arguing against affirmative action, but yet in some states, we have the government shutting down in honor of Confederate fucking Memorial Day or whatever. It's insane.
She speaks French fluently.
Oh, okay. And shove it up your ass.
Has an elementary knowledge of Czech, which is her mother's native language.
And she has an elementary knowledge of what the fucking government does.
Ivana. God. So there you go.
Ivanka.
Ivanka Trump booed and hissed at.
No.
Jeez. Because she was doing fine.
Yeah.
Apparently, until she tried to claim that her dad is so great to women.
We don't have to give these Trumps the benefit of the doubt anymore. We don't have to be nice. Well, fuck this. Yeah. Fuck this nepotism. She's full of shit. She's lying. Fuck it. She doesn't give a shit about women's rights.
And they hate him in Europe. They hate Donald Trump.
Right.
In most parts of Europe.
How's he going to make any money off that brand after this shit presidency? Is he just going to flood Walmart with a bunch of crap products and hope people buy them? Yeah. I mean, God.
Also, I think this is out on our Facebook, or if it's not, it's going to drop soon. Might have tweeted already. Breitbart, you may recall that wonderful media sewer over at where Steve Bannon used to be.
Right. That's where we like to pull our government leaders from. Things like Breitbart.
Partially owned by the Mercers.
Oh, yes.
Billionaire fucks who were massive donators to the Trumpian train.
Did these guys, did they climb out of a really rich vagina? These Merkers or whoever the fuck they are?
The Mercers?
Mercer.
I would probably say yes. I think so.
Yes.
For some reason, I want to say that.
That's a good bet.
They're
though.
Both from money, and then they married to make even more,
more money.
Like they're both from moneyed families.
That's the American dream, man.
Well, the Senate press gallery.
Yes.
The Standing Committee of Correspondents there has chosen to deny permanent Hill credentials to Breitbart News.
Oh, shit.
Breitbart has been using temporary press credentials for 2 years as it attempts to meet the press gallery's requirements. They've repeatedly extended its temp passes after they decided, well, you didn't meet the requirements.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll extend your temporary pass. How does that work?
I don't even
fucking
know, dude.
If you don't meet the requirements, bye.
Yeah, why are we extending anything? I mean, it's a press room, right? I mean, shouldn't that be a high fucking standard?
And now they said they haven't provided adequate evidence that they've severed ties with former executive chairman, current White House chief strategist Steve Bannon.
Jeez. Just trying to keep everything above board, and it's like impossible, right?
The Breitbart CEO now, Larry Solov, S-Solov, S-O-L-O-V.
Solov.
Believes Breitbart qualifies. He said he's willing to answer any lingering questions about individual reporters.
Oh, shit.
But it didn't work. The publication, they said, the whole publication would need to be approved first. Before then, they approve individual reporters. So first they vet your organization and approve it, and then they will approve individual reporters.
I'm just thinking about all the wackos that work for some of these right-wing nut job rags. Like, who does the fecal matter in lube mixture Santorum? Who does he writes for one of these fuckheads? WND or something like that?
I think he's written for, maybe WND. They're more Jesus-y than Breitbart.
Oh, okay. Did they have press credentials for the White House? Okay.
No, I don't think so. The committee chairman, Billy House of Bloomberg News.
Hey, Billy.
Said that Breitbart had continuing inconsistencies in the timeline of Bannon's departure. Most concerning is the CEO, Solov's, lack of understanding of the press gallery procedures at this point. You know, all these assholes are these, I don't have to abide by your rules. Look at my white skin.
I get an exception. Can you not tell?
He said, the more information we get from Mr. Solov, the more questions we have. So the CEO keeps trying to alleviate their concerns, and he just digs himself deeper.
I mean, what do we really want Breitbart asking questions in a goddamn press conference? And Sean Spicer does.
He says, this isn't content driven. We're not singling out Breitbart. Our job is to do the best we can, seeing how the information they provided meets our requirements. The organization chooses to address these concerns and come back. They certainly could. So a big fail and a big rejection to Breitbart, quote, news, unquote.
You guys are losers. You lose.
Loser.
Dang.
I've got a story.
That's amazing, though. Wouldn't you think if Bannon was in the White House, they just, why don't they just make it happen? I'm surprised they just don't make it happen.
Well, I tweeted out, maybe this is just another sign that Bannon's no longer the prettiest girl at the prom anymore.
Right.
That he's losing favor to the Ivanka slash Jared wing of the, you know, these battles, this weird triumvirate that Trump put together of establishment Republicans like Reince Priebus and Pence.
Yeah.
Then you've got your Bannonites,
right,
and your Mike Flynn's who
they're
are
just too fucking
get in
nuts.
There and blow everything up. And then you've got your, I don't know, the liberals, a liberal billionaire entitled fucks like Jared and Ivanka wing.
Yeah. Bidding on baseball teams.
So
none of them have any idea what it's like to be a normal person.
The Alex Jones, we've been following his saga, trying to get custody of his kids, and the lawyer for his former wife saying he has these violent outbursts and he's crazy, and look at him, he threatened a sitting member of Congress not that long ago. Fill your hand!
God, that is the weirdest thing. I didn't know gun people said that. They want you to draw your pistol. They say, fill your hand. Yeah. That is fucked up.
I love the gay community.
Boy.
I love gay people. But this guy is like a stereotypical cocksucker.
Ooh.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah. Sounds like Swearingen from Deadwood. That's what he sounds like.
So Alex Jones then, I you know, was trying to act like a human. I don't know if it was going real well in the trial that they're having. But who knows? It's a fucking jury trial because Texas is the only state in the union that has custody cases that go to juries instead of having judges decide.
They're weird, dude. Like, if you have an abortion in Texas, you got to bury it.
So who knows what those... Not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Ooh.
But who knows what... Who knows what these jury members are going to come up with? They might be all for Alex.
I don't know. You know, it's odd, isn't it, that you would want to put the fate of a child in the hands of a jury? Why does that sound weird, right? Doesn't it seem like a bunch of social workers or people that are informed about child care, things like that? Shouldn't they be in on that decision, not just a random jury of your fucking loser peers?
Well, that's the point. Yeah.
It's strange.
But now, so I don't really have anything new on those proceedings.
How are you going to award Alex Jones any kind of custody? You're going to be the judge that says, I want that nutball to be in charge of children.
Right.
I mean, that's an odd. Ugh.
The Chobani Yogurt Company.
Chobani.
Has decided to file a lawsuit against Alex Jones.
Oh, shit.
Saying that his InfoWars website defamed their product and the owner, Hamdi Ulukaya.
Is that Japanese? Chobani?
He doesn't look Japanese. I don't know. Hamdi, H-A-M-D-I.
Oh, he's Indian.
Ulukaya, U-L-U-K-A. Y-A. Turkish.
Oh, Turkish. Okay.
Turkish businessman.
We're in the right continent.
Living in the United States.
Sort of. Huh.
There was a series of reports on InfoWars alleging the company's practice of hiring refugees had brought crime and disease to the town.
Oh, come the fuck on. That's ridiculous. Come on, guys.
The suit cites an April 11th tweet and a related video.
Oh, shit.
From Jones that says, the tweet says, Idaho yogurt maker caught importing migrant rapists.
Oh, my God. What? Why would you do that, though? Like, if you had a yogurt company and you needed migrant workers, you're like, listen, got any rapists you could send my way?
Right.
They make the best yogurt for some fucking reason.
Yesterday, CBS 60 Minutes did a nice puff piece on a billionaire, the Chobani yogurt billionaire, who has made a big display of his practice of hiring refugees, talking about how successful that is. And of course, one of the things they didn't want you to see, we're going to have a report from Leanne here in just a moment. They say this is a five-year-old plant that is in Deep Red, Idaho. Well, there's something else that happened 5 years ago they didn't want to talk to you about. Leanne has the details.
Well, here's an update on the Idaho rape case that made headlines during the 2016 presidential election. This was a case coming out of Twin Falls, Idaho, where three refugee boys raped, sexually assaulted a five-year-old girl.
Oh, my God. Wait, so this is all not true?
Well, I think it happened, but they're blaming the company.
Oh, okay. God, why would you do that? The yogurt made me do it. What kind of yogurt? I mean, just so we know. Is it like fruit at the bottom of the cup, or is it
Chobani yogurt? I don't know. They probably have different flavors. I'm just curious. Right? It's a pretty big company. Jones published a response to the allegation.
Okay.
Late Monday night, with a picture of the CEO Hamdi Ulukaya sitting next to George Soros.
No, come on.
He retweeted, "Refreshing to meet George Soros and hear about his work. Looking forward to collaborating with him to help refugees."
Oh, shit. So Alex Jones is like, uh-oh, guys, we got a globalist alert. That's crazy.
Jones linked the lawsuit to Soros. Jones said, "I'm not backing down. I'm never giving up. I love this."
I bleed blood.
They've jumped the trillion-pound great white shark on this, baby.
He's talking about a...
They've jumped the trillion-pound great white shark on this baby.
God damn. This Chobani yogurt, they've got this system where they get these rapists to come up. I don't exactly know how they're involved in the yogurt-making process, but we do know that they're raping.
He's also in the middle of another action after being served notice from lawyers representing Comet Ping Pong Pizza.
Nah.
The restaurant at the center of Pizzagate. Jones apologized on the air to the owner, James Olifantis.
Not good enough.
For promoting the false story that the child sex ring was operating out of the basement of his pizza place.
And can we not, just so we all are on the same fucking page, Alex Jones, that fucking necklace loon, was caterwauling about this bullshit, and what happened? A dude showed up at the fucking Comet Ping Pong Pizza Gate with a gun and started shooting, right?
Right.
So what do you think about that shit?
Save the babies.
Yeah. Where's the responsibility as a fucking journalist, Alex? I mean...
Alex Jones also in the news today. I can't imagine this helping his custody case, but what do I know? It is Texas.
Bye.
Posted a video to InfoWars. This is, you'd hinted about him earlier. Alex Jones is the guy who is now claiming that by the age of 16,
oh yeah,
he had over 150 women.
Jeez. In his mind?
I don't even know what he's talking about, but he's drawing... It even looks like he's drawing on a fucking napkin, but he's drawing on a piece of paper with a pen, some diagram.
Okay.
Here's what he's talking about.
Is this literal or is he speaking figuratively?
I think he means literal.
Jeez.
You're supposed to have children by 16 in every culture biologically.
So I think this whole argument, this ties in with the, I like to eat.
Like, I bleed blood.
Remember when he says, this is us. This is when we, this is what we used to be.
Oh, yeah.
But he's proud of that. He's proud of devolving.
See, he's one of these guys that gets on like the paleo diet, you know, where you go back and you only eat what was available to you if you were a caveman. He wants to go back to like paleo politics and culture and shit like that.
And meanwhile, our digestive systems have evolved.
Have they?
Even since then.
I want to eat a rock.
If you're not having them by 16, there's something wrong with you.
So in cultures, most cultures, if you haven't had kids by 16, there's something wrong with you.
Well, maybe that's bad, dickhead.
Well, yeah, and our society has, let's say it again, evolved away from that.
Right. We're not marrying people off.
We frown upon people.
You know, back in the days.
Spitting out kids at 16, 17.
Well, you remember on the first episode, I believe, of Game of Thrones back in the day, you know, in that time period, they marry their kids off, you know, for land or for, you know, for some sort of military alliance. We don't do that shit anymore. We're better than that. Maybe.
Oh, but see, there's college, the priesthood you've got to get into. And then by then, oh, you got to make money because you're in debt. Oh, don't have time for kids. It's all, they wrote books about the 20s.
He's saying priesthood like he doesn't mean literally.
Yes.
He means you got to go to college. So now all these pussy cucks today, these days.
That are paying attention.
They don't know how to be a real man because 12, 13, and 14, you should be fucking and fighting.
But these pussies are reading. They're studying.
Fucking and fighting on.
Oh, God. That's the worst song ever. Oh, God, I hate that fucking song. Who sings that?
Zane.
Ugh. What are you talking about in your song, Zane? Because if you have a message or, you know, I can't understand you. You got the, it sounds like you're singing with, you know what boba is? Those little, what are they? Tapioca balls that you can get in your shake. They have them all over Korea.
Boba, yeah, yeah.
In L.A. It sounds like he's singing with a mouthful of fucking boba. I don't know what he's talking about, ever. Does anybody else feel that way? Am I the only one? Okay.
Oh, you got to make money because you're in debt. Oh, don't have time for kids. It's all, they wrote books about the 20s, how they do this. Don't have time for kids. You're trying to get out of debt. Oh, you're 40. You're finally halfway out of debt. Oh, you want to have some fun now. Oh, you try to find a woman. Oh, she's barren.
So he's saying our society in general is fucked up because you want to start. He says it's fun. I guess I don't know what he means. I want to start having some fun now at 40 and find a woman and raise a family. Oh, but she's barren.
Listen, if a guy like Alex Jones says, I'm going to go out and have some fun, I'd lock the doors, shutter the windows. This guy is on the loose.
It's bad.
I don't want to have any fun with you. You're crazy.
It is so fucking insane.
Right.
This whole caveman philosophy.
I don't
That's
get
all
it.
This is. He's basically saying... And this is where he's going to go on to say that this is the route he followed, that by 16, he's going to say, I already fought adult men. I already been in fights with adult men. I'm not proud of this, jeez, but I already had 150 women.
Why are you bragging?
He's lying.
Why are you lying about that?
150 women at 16. Fuck him. He's lying.
Why is he fighting?
How they do this? Don't have time for kids. You're trying to get out of debt. Oh, you're 40. You're finally halfway out of debt. Oh, you want to have some fun now. Oh, you try to find a woman. Oh, she's barren. She's doing the same thing. By the time you figure out you want to live, by the time you hit 16 at 40, I'm giving you the big knowledge here, folks, at 40 on average.
So now he's saying what used to be 16.
Yes.
He's forgetting that you died of a toothache at 20.
Yeah, right.
Or you stub your toe and you get an infection, sure, and you die at 32.
You know, Alex, back in the day, they didn't have things like Prostagard and all those bullshit supplements you sell on your fucking talk show.
So, yeah, everybody fucked everybody when fluid started flowing at 10, 11, 12, 13.
What are you going to do back in the day? Go to the movies? Right. Go to the arcade? Go to the library?
And you die.
You didn't even know how to fucking read. Nobody knew how to read. What were you going to do at the time?
Amazing.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you.
God, tell me more about what you love to do, by the way. I love. Zane. Make it about the other person you're talking to, dickhead.
Are you suggesting he wrote that?
Yeah, I don't know. Who wrote that?
Figure out you want to live. By the time you hit 16 at 40, I'm giving you the big knowledge here, folks, at 40, on average... And they did this by design. You are now the equivalent of a 16-year-old. When I was 16...
They do this by design. Who?
Who's they? That's a good point. Who are we talking about?
Are we talking about the Illuminati?
Yes. Is this Kanye or no?
And they did this by design. You are now the equivalent of a 16-year-old. When I was 16, I didn't want to party anymore. I didn't want to play games anymore. I grew up. I'd already been in the fights, all the big rituals. I'd already...
All the big rituals.
What kind of... What does he mean? There's a ritual?
I guess I missed a couple of rituals because yeah. I don't fight.
Right. You drive crazy, though, didn't you? I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah, but that's not a...
It's a ritual, though, isn't it?
That, I don't see that on his list here.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see driving crazy.
I did all the big rituals.
By the time you're 11, should it be doing donuts.
Who the fuck is fighting you at 16? What adult is fighting you?
Well, and all you're telling me, Alex, is that your parents were horrible.
Oh, God.
If by 16 you've had sex with 100... You're lying. If you've had sex with 150 different women by 16...
Yeah.
And... You've gotten into fights. I'm thinking that's kind of a parenting fail.
Oh, abso-fucking-lutely. And by the way, dude, you listen to his show for more than 3 minutes. There's no way you're ever going to believe his parents hugged him enough or were there for him. I mean, God, unless he's, you know, allegedly I'm saying they're monsters or they raised a monster. No, no, that's unfair to, you know, who knows? Maybe his parents, they were the best parents. What do I know?
But God. I didn't want to play games anymore. I grew up. I'd already been in the fights, all the big rituals. I'd already had probably, I hate to brag, so I'm not bragging, it's actually shameful, probably 150 women or more. That's conservative.
Conservative?
Yeah.
I don't want to brag. That's shameful.
I don't want to brag.
But I had 150 women or more.
That's ridiculous.
Women or more. That's conservative. I had over 150 women. I'd already been in fights with full-grown men. I was already dating college girls by the time I was 15 years old. I was already a man at 16.
He just wrote man on his little diagram.
Oh, my God.
Man!
Oh, he's writing down the...
Look at, I'm a man!
Well, it's his audience.
No, that's it. There you go.
Follow along.
Alex Jones, 150-plus women by 16.
Is he going to replace Bill O'Reilly?
Already a man.
At Fox.
No.
That's what I would do. Just put him in there. People will watch. He's nuts.
He, maybe all these lawsuits will start bringing him down. It'll be like...
You know, God damn, dude. We are witnessing...
It's kind of great.
The fall of Bill O'Reilly.
One of the commenters on our Facebook page was like, it's... Can we just revel in the moment here of Dildo Riley being dragged down?
Oh my God.
Alex Jones being dragged down, kinda.
you know who
maybe
should,
Trump.
How about Michael Savage? He's
Michael Savage, this guy who talks like this.
He is one of the worst. He says some hateful shit, dude. Yeah.
Horrible, horrible. So, thanks for joining us this lovely Tuesday, everybody.
Oh,
we're
yes.
here at 2 to 4 p.m. every goddamn weekday, Pacific time.
Bringing you the headlines.
5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes, Stitcher. Leave us a good review. Helps us out.
You know, we scoop a lot of people because, you know, what time does Rachel Maddow come on? After our show, right?
Yeah.
A lot of times
9
she's
o'clock
fucking,
Eastern.
She's doing stories that we already did.
Yep.
But then her show's actually later, so... That might have
she
something
makes a couple dollars more than us.
Does she really?
I would surmise.
By the way, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Buy some shit.
I got it. I forgot this story when we were,
yes.
we were talking about our Confederate Memorial Day yesterday.
Fuck you, boy.
I took a screen cap, put it up on our Facebook, I think, and tweeted it.
Eat my dick.
There's a guy running for governor.
Yes.
Of Virginia.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Purpley,
right? Virginia.
Well, yeah, one would think.
Okay.
Corey Stewart is his name.
Corey.
Tweeted.
Yes.
These guys in their Twitter.
Uh-oh.
He's the current chairman of the Prince William Board of County Supervisors.
Wait. He's a chairman of this Prince Albert Board
Prince
of County.
Wilbur, okay. Prince William Wilbur.
Wilbur.
Prince Wilbur. Prince William Board.
Yes.
So it's Prince William County.
Prince Albert.
He's their poobah.
Oh, yeah.
He's the chairman of the Board of County Supervisors. Ooh. They are now running for governor.
Okay. Congratulations.
Yesterday tweeted out, nothing is worse than a Yankee telling a Southerner that his monuments don't matter.
Ah, Oh, where do they find these fuckers?
Yankee? What?
Who Yankee? Are you? Are you an extra from Gone with the Wind?
What fucking... Yeah, I mean...
He's a Yankee. Who's your favorite movie star? Fucking... Who was around? Whatever. Yankee.
Yankee.
What world does this guy live in?
I've got a pretty good idea.
Jesus Christ.
He did this yesterday, and he's just been, I don't know, tripled, quadrupled down.
Did he pop out of a wormhole from like 1860, whatever?
Battling. Somebody here tweeted, Washington and Jefferson were trash boys, and we should absolutely get rid of their monuments. Good idea, jokingly. Because he tweeted out, they're getting rid of heroes like Jefferson Davis and Stonewall Jackson. I don't have the exact tweet in front of me. Well, next is Washington and Jefferson. Yeah. You know they're going to come for them next.
Well, I mean, he's worried that these quote-unquote white heroes will be wiped from history, and that's just not going to be the case, dude. You're just talking about removing a monument that celebrates their racist fucking bullshit life. That's all.
So the story we talked about earlier, New Orleans taking down one of these prominent Confederate monuments, one of the more heinous ones that if you go to yesterday's show, crabdiving.com, iTunes, or Stitcher.
Oh, yes.
We talked about the, I've already forgotten what the battle was, but it was.
Oh,
It was some horrible. It was some horrible white militia that went in and took over the town, the city of New Orleans, from the duly elected white mayor and black vice mayor or something like that during the Reconstruction period after the Civil War. They refused to recognize the government and were trying to take it back from the mixed race, the evil government that had actually been elected. And people were killed. And they raised a monument to the white militia.
And think about how horrifying that must have been. A bunch of scary-ass armed white guys come to kill you. And now you're going to put a monument up to the scary-ass fucking white guys. That's nuts.
So this Corey Stewart, running for Virginia governor, at Corey Stewart VA, tweeted, "It appears ISIS has won. They're tearing down historical monuments in New Orleans now, too. It must end. Despicable."
ISIS won? Is that he said that?
Jesus. ISIS won.
Oh, what an idiot. God damn it. I bet he gets lots of retweets and upvotes or whatever for that comment. The rednecks love that shit. ISIS won. How stupid.
So then he shared 24 hours later when the shitstorm was hitting him for his horrible tweets. He shared a meme that shows ISIS in the Middle East, and it's some ISIS guys pushing over, knocking over an ancient statue.
Yes.
And then there's a picture next to it. It says progressives in America. And it's a couple of what they would say are liberals, you know, everything you would stereotype of a liberal, pushing down a statue of Stonewall Jackson.
God damn.
It's photoshopped.
It's a memorial to fucking, jeez. We can't take down memorials to people that supported slavery and or memorials to slavery, celebrating it and shit.
And attached to that photo or that meme he put is when he said, "It's very clear to everyone but the paid protesters and liberal snowflakes. Washington and Jefferson are next if we don't stop this madness."
God. At some point, these conservatives, show me pay stubs from these protesters. There must be evidence, paper trail of people getting fucking paid to protest. You keep referencing it, but yet there's no fucking evidence.
Then he posted a poll on Facebook. Who gets more offended these days? # end political correctness. Liberals, snowflakes, paid protesters, or communists?
Hey, asshole. We can get offended as much as we want at your heinous fucking behavior, but I'm no fucking snowflake, you fucking dickhead. Fuck you. God. Yeah, I can be offended all day at your ass. That's my fucking right. I have to tolerate your shit. Right?
Right. What
the fuck?
He retweeted.
Who the fuck voted for this guy?
Somebody tweeted, calling all conservatives, Corey Stewart, Virginia needs our help to take back Virginia from Terry McAuliffe and his cronies. Yeah. Vote June 13th. This other guy retweeted it and said, if you're a conservative Virginia voter who's extremely sick of the cuckservative establishment.
Oh, yes.
Then vote for Corey Stewart. And Corey Stewart retweeted that. Somebody's saying, if you're sick of cuckservatives,
yes,
vote for Corey Stewart.
And he retweeted that.
Then that's when he tweeted that nothing is worse than a Yankee telling a Southerner his monuments don't matter. Next one. Tonight they tear down the statue of Beauregard. This is just beginning. It's New Orleans taking down a different statue.
Oh, my God. Listen, guys, our country was built on the backs of a slave labor force that nobody paid for. We owned. We did horrible shit to these people. And now you can't make it right. There's no fucking justice. But at the very least we could do, we could take down statues that memorializes these fucking assholes that own people. Maybe. God.
Now, this butt drizzle says
butt
that
drizzle.
He retweeted Trendsmap DC, which is one of these bots that shows what's trending in certain areas. This is trending in Washington. And apparently his name, Corey Stewart, was trending 19 hours ago.
Ooh.
And he retweeted it. He's thrilled that he's being trending because of the heinous shit he said.
He doesn't get it. He thinks this is positive.
Here's the next tweet. People from California telling me about why they hate Virginia heritage is great irony. California wants to be a sanctuary state. Hashtag epic fail.
Hey, listen, dickhead.
This guy's a moron.
We are a sanctuary state.
Well, and he's a moron.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Fuck you. How much does Virginia put into the government? And how much do we? Fuck you.
Then he tweeted, thank God all these people from California and New York who voted for Hillary didn't win. We would be tearing down the Washington Monument. No, we wouldn't.
Listen, dickhead, that makes me want to say, let's fucking have California secede. And you know what? We're taking Washington and Oregon, some other states with us. And then we're going to come fuck you up. What do you think about that shit? Hyperbole.
The next tweet. No Robert E. Lee monument should come down. That man is a hero and an honorable man. It is shameful what they are doing to these monuments.
Do you have no friends of color?
Well, and Robert E. Lee himself didn't want any part of that stuff.
Yeah.
Later in life, he didn't want. He was like, we lost. We were on the wrong side.
He evolved.
We shouldn't do that. Yeah. Robert E. fucking Lee himself.
Right. I mean, that is kind of a nutty statement. You go through the whole Civil War and you say, you know what? We were wrong. That's insane, kind of, but.
Next tweet. What happens in New Orleans doesn't stay in New Orleans. We need to stop. Hashtag historical vandalism.
Fuck you.
Now.
Ah, fuck this. Fuck. This guy's a fucking idiot.
9 hours ago today, he picked up again. After they tear down Lee and Beauregard, they are coming for Washington and Jefferson. You're redundant.
Yes.
Ass wipe. Yeah. Come up with something original. You did that 2 days ago.
Yeah, and there's no war on white people. Can we agree?
Right.
There's no war on fucking white people, okay? No one's coming for your shit.
Then somebody made a meme out of a picture of the statue of Stonewall Jackson. And then it's a quote from Corey Stewart. As governor, I will force Charlottesville to buy back the General Lee statue. Not the car.
Oh, yeah.
From Dukes of Hazzard. The actual General Lee riding a horse.
Guess what my brain thought of first? The car.
Oh, probably. Mine too.
Easy.
Obviously.
I love that show.
He tweeted, I will fight to protect Virginia's heritage and history. Retweet if you will too. I hate.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate when they ask for retweets.
Isn't it funny?
He only got 4 retweets.
It's so desperate.
7 hours ago, you only got 10,000 followers. He's only got 4 retweets. What an asshole.
Hey, the NPR just tweeted me or just messaged my phone. This is Jermaine. Federal judges ruling will stop Trump administration from penalizing sanctuary cities as a lawsuit winds through the courts.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the story we did.
Oh, yeah.
40 minutes ago.
Okay, I'm sorry. Well,
right.
Redundant. Sorry.
We're ahead of NPR.
Yeah. Oh, gee. We scooped NPR. Quit sending me alerts to my fucking phone. You're fucking my show up.
Then another meme. Politicians who support tearing down war memorials are like ISIS.
You're like ISIS. You're exactly like ISIS.
He said, we're picking up steam until we take back the governor's mansion.
Jeez. Picking up steam.
Then he's got, here's my statement on the removal. We don't care what your statement is. We know what your statement is.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah. White people, heritage. Heritage.
He retweeted somebody who said, I hate the fact they're taking down Confederate monuments. I studied to become a history teacher. Civil War is history. Nobody's not teaching the Civil War.
Yeah.
We're not commemorating.
We're putting it in the
losing side.
Proper context, dumbass.
He shared a video of the monument coming down New Orleans. It says, he said, this is what you get when you have weak chinned politicians. Stop the madness now.
You weak chinned motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah. He's a big manly man, I'm sure.
Who throws out the insult weak chinned? That's
pseudo masculine doughy white fucks like this guy.
Oh yes. Doughy white fuck.
We need to protect our history and heritage. I will fight to preserve our historical monuments.
Guy, you know, it's so funny. It's like this guy is under the impression that if a war memorial to say Robert E. Lee is torn down, people will forget what the Confederacy did. They're going to forget what they did and what they stood for and all this shit.
Well, they're trying to make it sound like they're honoring those that gave their life for the Confederacy. They don't give a rat's rectum about the war dead. They're pissed that the Yankees are taking away their hate.
You know, if we put the Civil War in kind of a modern context, is there one Southern general that wouldn't swing from The Hague? They wouldn't fucking kill. They would be they would be executed at The Hague or jailed for the rest of their fucking life or whatever they do there.
My personal favorite tweet, 49 minutes ago. He's still battling because he was trending. He's all over.
He loves it.
And it ain't going well. It ain't going well for the most part.
Oh, that's funny.
I would like to thank all the liberal celebrities, musicians, and media personalities who are now all of a sudden experts on historical monuments.
Musicians. Somebody from like...
Oh, he's so pissed
Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon
Community. Everybody's been responding to this asshole.
Fuck you, D. Snyder. Belinda Carlisle. Who else reached out? The Thompson.
I'm scrolling
twins.
Down. I'm looking for.
That's funny. Hey, by the way, RIP, whoever played Joni in fucking.
Oh, yeah. Over the weekend.
Was that
Aaron
show
Moran.
Called? Yes. Happy Days.
Happy Days.
I love that show.
I'm scrolling down trying to find
the celebrity
blue check marks. If anybody responded to that one, I'm not seeing any that I recognize.
Simple Minds.
Anyway, no. So there you go. Corey Stewart running for governor.
Fuck you,
Virginia,
Corey.
If y'all are looking for a
suck a dick,
an old fashioned Confederate segregationist, vote for this white racist, probably homophobic, probably Bible swinging,
but
asshole.
He's proud. He's proud.
God.
He's proud that he's such a fucking racist shithead.
It's so embarrassing.
Oh, dude.
It's just embarrassing as hell.
All we want to do is, these guys think nobody, they want to make it like the Civil War never existed. And that's not the case.
Yeah, or, yeah, they want a mulligan.
They want a mulligan on the Civil War.
We want to do over. We'll do it better next time.
Oh, yeah. With what? What are you going to use? Racism?
Yeah. The then we had that French election. Everybody was keeping an eye on it.
Ooh, wee wee.
And you know, not the greatest solution.
Yes.
Happened. Although I did hear that you know how fucked up our polling is here and everything. Yes. Apparently the French have figured out ways to do it better.
Okay.
With combinations of like internet and stuff like that. And they don't just call people. Like, you know, some of these polls still just call people that have landlines.
Who the fuck?
Right.
I don't have one. I don't even know where a phone jack would be in this fucking apartment.
So they, their polls were spot on.
Shit.
Unlike ours, unlike Brexit.
Right.
The polling by the media there and by the polling pollers.
Yeah.
Was spot on that, right. That, Macron would, come in first. He's like a centrist.
Oh,
kind of came out of nowhere. He's like a middle of the road dude. And, Marine Le Pen would come in second. And that's exactly what happened.
Yeah.
So now it's going to be a runoff between, this guy Macron, and Marine Le Pen. Emmanuel Macron is his name. He's a centrist. And the polls right now are showing him blowing her off the face of the planet.
Blowing.
That there's, unless things change really catastrophically, it's unlikely that she's going to win. So hopefully it's not going to be horrible as we might
imagine. Did we talk about Macron marrying his high school teacher? 23-year age split difference?
We did not. I saw Celeste tweeted that to us. No, he's married to not as big a deal in France.
No, nobody cares.
Here, you know.
They're evolved.
Yeah, he married his high school teacher, it, or something like that?
Thank you for the factoid, Celeste.
Pretty big.
Thank you for listening.
Pretty big age difference. Who cares?
Yeah. Who gives a fuck?
If everybody's of age, swap fluids at will.
Croissants all around, baby.
So Marine Le Pen.
Yes.
Came in second.
Okay.
There's a city in France called, Anzin, A-N-N-E-Z-I-N.
I never heard of it.
Anzin? How do you pronounce that I-N in French?
Oh, you took French in Georgia.
Anzin.
Almost. Well, I'll work with you after the show. Kate, schedule some time to work on Pat's French.
The socialist mayor of Anzin. is threatening to quit now.
Oh, shit. He's quitting.
Because in his town, located in the northern part of France, Marine Le Pen won the plurality of votes. And he's like, this is a quote. Uh-oh. Here's his tweet.
Yes.
Le Pen en tête à Anzin. Colère du maire. Il est possible que je démissionne car... Je ne veux pas.
Is that French?
Consacrer? No.
Oh.
I mean, it is, but not how I'm pronouncing it.
I recognize the word shit. And
ma vie. No, shit is mared.
You said mared.
I did not. Not intentionally. Mare.
Oh, okay.
M-A-I-R-E.
Okay.
Il est possible.
Possible. I know that one.
It's possible. Que je démissionne.
The breakfast.
Je ne veux pas consacrer. Ma vie a de cona.
I heard the word.
What did I say?
I heard something about eggs, and then there was something about a tree.
Well, okay. Translated.
Yes.
I did learn a new word, though.
Okay.
Conards. C-O-N-N-A-R-D-S.
That's balls. I know that's balls, right? That's nads.
Well, it says assholes here.
Shit.
Roughly translated, it means it is catastrophic. It's possible I will step down as I do not want to dedicate my life to assholes. He's pissed that Le Pen won in his town. He's like, why am I the mayor here for you fuckers?
Yeah,
if
fuck
you
it.
Like Marine Le Pen, fuck you. I might step down.
I didn't sign on for this shit. You want a Nazi in charge? Have a ball. Eat my asshole. Is that what he said? With eggs.
So, yeah, he said Le Pen won in Anzin.
Anzin.
And he said then it's catastrophic.
Yes.
It's possible I will step down. I do not want to dedicate my life to assholes.
That's so fucking great. God damn it.
How great is that?
Don't you wish we had people that talk like that over here?
How are people that did that? What about people standing up for principle and saying, Schindler won in my town or Pennsylvania or doesn't John Kasich step down in Ohio?
Right.
Because he was appalled that everybody voted for Schindler.
I mean, if you ever wanted a government shutdown, I mean, you know, why didn't they do it? Why didn't Congress walk out? Why didn't the Senate walk out? Guy put Bannon in the fucking White House, but they're tolerating it.
Right.
We need in this country, why don't we have a no confidence vote like in other countries? Are we pussies?
Yeah. Well, right. And, you know, I think there should be more than two parties.
Oh, yeah.
We've talked about that before. Right. It forces you into, obviously, a binary choice.
Binary.
Whereas parliamentary systems force you into compromise.
Right. Shit. But you can't compromise the other side because with over here with these two parties, because there's no compromising with the GOP. They're babies. Right. They're also bigots.
That's it for us today, ladies, gentlemen, and others. We are back tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the East Type Coast. Don't forget iTunes. Don't forget Stitcher.
Yay.
Crabdiving.com. Leave us a good review at the iTunes or the Stitcher if you're so kind.
Oh, yes.
If you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can help us out by buying shit through our Amazon hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you get, whatever you buy, we get a little taste, a little nibble. Doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here at Screaming Liberal Media. Don't forget, Ryan's going to be doing some comedy somewhere soon.
Oh, shit.
Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Rated R Comedy, Instagram feed at Rated R Comedy, or go to his website, which is RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking vile.
Have a great evening. Back tomorrow, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God. My God.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.